Well, as you've been hearing on Morning Edition all week long, today is the deadline to register to vote in time for November's general election. It's also a time to remind you to go vote on November 7th in New York City's last general election. Turnout hit a record low. Only 24% of registered voters went to the polls. So is there a way to boost that number? Well, WNYC's James Ramsey has been looking into one proposal. He's in the studio with us this morning. James, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, so what's the idea?
The idea is to lower the voting age from 18 to 17. Ah. 1 year, but it's not an arbitrary number. State Assembly member Bobby Carroll of Brooklyn has introduced a bill called the Young Voter Act. He wrote it with the aid of some local teens, and I'll let those kids make their case for it.
Okay.
You know, at 18, you're moving out of the house. You're trying to figure out whether or not you're going to college, where you're going to be living, if you're going to get a job. And voting kind of seems not so big in comparison.
Once you go off to college, it's confusing as hell to, you know, fill an absentee ballot. And especially if you go out of state for college, you're going to have no idea how to vote.
I think that when you are sort of taught from a young age the importance of voting and how to do it, that will sort of have the effect on people where they are voting more often, they are voting with more thoughtfulness, and I think that'll be reflected in, you know, the candidates they elect, most importantly.
That was Eli Frankel, Chris Stoffer, and Max Schotten, all currently New York City high school students.
Okay, so high school students, college students, obviously they care about politics, but is this more about maybe the logistics of voting itself?
Yeah, that's their argument. You know, yeah. Students learn about U.S. history and democracy as kind of a general concept, but the assembly member says that what we really need is something more like driver's ed for voting.
It would require that all schools do at least 8 hours of government or civics, and that it would require schools to provide, before a young person's 17th birthday, a voter registration card.
So, James, give us a little history here. How did the voting age become 18 in the first place?
Well, after the Vietnam War, Congress ratified the 26th Amendment and lowered the voting age from 21 to 18. If you're old enough to serve in combat, you're old enough to vote.
Okay, so if you're 18 or older and not yet registered, you must do so today, and you can register online. James Ramsey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.